This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Brutally hot temperatures today and the threat of severe storms. Let's get your forecast from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, sounds like another typical summer day around these parts. It is going to be brutal today. We're starting out in the upper 70s with real feels at this hour at the break of dawn in the mid 80s, and there's no place to go but up. With sunshine and some clouds, we're headed for 92 in Midtown, and with the gruesome humidity, real feels we're going to top the century mark in places. That's all the precursor to some strong to severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and early tonight, hence the flood watch for the area from 2 p.m. until 2 a.m. There could be some tropical downpours that could cause some flash flooding across the area, along with some damaging wind gusts. Things will settle down late tonight. It won't be as hot nor as extreme weather-wise during the day tomorrow.
Well, here in the city, the Office of Emergency Management is prepping for the weather, as is City Meals on Wheels, to help elderly folks who really should not be going out today. Let's get more on that live from our Glenn Chuck.
You know, so many years, right, Susan, we've been hearing from this mayor and prior mayors to go check on your elderly neighbors. You hear about that humidity forecast. Imagine if they don't have air conditioning. Very dangerous. So if you have a neighbor that, again, going through that, call 311. You can get some help, or 212-AGING-NYC to get that person to one of 540 cooling centers here in the city.
The humidity has really been increasing, and that obviously just adds to the stress and, you know, people really feeling the heat. So that's why there is an advisory, because the heat index is going to be at or above 100.
And that's what Joe was saying. That's Christina Farrell from OEM. Now, City Meals on Wheels out in the heat doing their job, too, getting food and water to seniors and taking care of their own people as well. Here's their CEO, Beth Shapiro.
Staff also, loose clothing. We're arming them with water, extra water, making sure people stay hydrated so that we can take care of the older adults that we serve, as well as our own teams.
And a final urgent warning here again, never leave a child or a pet alone in a car, even just for a couple of minutes in this weather. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, if you find yourself schwitzing on the number one train, you are not alone. MTA data reveals more complaints from subway riders about the lack of air conditioning on that line than on any other in the system. Gotham says 2,934 complaints about cars with broken or messed up air conditioning between 2020 and July of last year. The second worst was the number 6 line, followed by the 3 train. For its part, the MTA is planning to replace these aging train cars in the coming years as part of its new capital plan. Meantime, if you're about to get on car number 2449 on the one line, forget about it. That car alone has been reported 62 times. City lawmakers have now signed off on a bill that decriminalizes street vending in New York. Bill's sponsor, Shaker Krishnan.
No one should face jail time or criminal charges or even immigration consequences simply for selling food, to pay rent, to support their family, to try and survive in this city.
He tells 1010 Winds the legislation enforces issues with street vendors the same way it works for small businesses, levying fines rather than making arrests. Mayor Adams is yet to say whether he will sign or veto the legislation. If he does nothing, it will automatically become law at the end of the year. The City Transportation Department now prepping for a crackdown on e-bike riding delivery workers who don't follow city traffic laws. This is part of the new city budget, which adds 45 unarmed officers to a brand new Department of Sustainable Delivery. These folks will be trained to enforce commercial cycling laws and issue moving violations against the businesses who employ these workers. But it's not happening right away. They're not scheduled for deployment until 2028. The parents of a six-year-old jumped to action in Coney Island when some creep tried to kidnap their kid. This happened Sunday night at the corner of Stillwell and Surf Avenues. The dad, Roy Gantz, spoke to ABC 7.
He deserves whatever comes to him for what he did to my child. The cops came and they thought that we was just jumping on somebody for no reason.
Well, he says he and his wife pinned the guy down for about 4 minutes before the cops arrived. Witnesses told the police what was going on. The suspect tossed little Rashem to the ground.
It was scary. And I didn't like it.
Yeah, he was later checked out at Coney Island Hospital. He's okay. 36-year-old Jonathan Robolino is charged with assault and attempted kidnapping. A new push for Robbie's Law in Nassau County. The legislation, named for Robbie Levine, who died in 2005, would place automatic defibrillators in some 200 county ball fields and courts.
Mother Jill Levine talks about the day her 9-year-old son Robbie died while practicing with his Little League baseball team in Merrick.
And when he got to home plate, he collapsed. And everybody thought he was joking because he was a funny kid. He wasn't.
CPR was performed, but it was not successful. Levine started a foundation to honor her son, and now a proposal by legislator Seth Coslow to have them in 200 Nassau County ball fields and courts.
We just need to get them everywhere so that they can save lives.
It would cost the county about $100,000. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Enraged fans of a beloved bodega cat now demanding justice for Freddie, who was killed by somebody's two dogs in an attack that was captured on video. This happened at Michelle Flowers up on 158th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. Emily Pettit with the rescue group The Cat Collective.
Everybody loved Freddie. There was no reason to be afraid of Freddie. You know, kids knew him, adults knew him. There was no reason to have any kind of, Really, of course, as a rescuer, it's hard for me to imagine anybody having any kind of vendetta against a cat.
In light of this and other recent incidents in which dogs were attacked by other dogs, Emily and others are asking city lawmakers to pass legislation to hold owners accountable. Meantime, a GoFundMe is raising money to have Freddie cremated and to offer an award to anybody who can identify the dog's owner.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.